Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Susan Carter, an endocrinologist and longevity expert, specializing in hormone balance, metabolism, and the aging process. Today, we're diving into MET value for masturbation and whether it boosts BMR. All right, let's be real for a second. You've probably seen some headline or some dude on the internet claiming, "Bro, it's basically cardio." Or you've wondered if it counts as exercise. Or maybe you're in fat loss mode, tracking everything, and you're like, "Wait, how many calories was that?" Here's the surprising part. For most men, a typical masturbation session burns about 15 to 40 calories total. That's like a couple bites of a sandwich, not a workout, not even close. So let me break this down like we're talking at the gym. First, the big question behind the question: does frequent masturbation increase your basal metabolic rate, your BMR? BMR is basically your body's idle speed, like your car sitting at a stoplight. Engine's on, you're burning fuel, but you're not going anywhere. That idle speed is driven mostly by things like how much muscle you have, your age, genetics, and your long-term hormone and health picture. Most guys don't realize they're mixing up two different things. One, BMR, what you burn at rest. Two, total daily burn, BMR plus everything you do. Walking, lifting, chores, pacing on a phone call, the whole deal. Masturbation can bump up your burn for a few minutes, but it doesn't upgrade your engine. It doesn't reset your metabolism higher the next day. It's more like revving the engine once, and then you're right back to idle. Now, you'll hear people throw around this term METs. Think of METs like a difficulty rating for activities. Sitting quietly is one MET. Slow walking is around 2-ish. Brisk walking is more like 3 to 4. And harder stuff climbs from there. Masturbation for most men lands around 2 to 3 METs. That's light activity, closer to slow walking than anything you'd call training. If you want some rough numbers, a typical 10 to 15 minutes is often around 15 to 40 calories. If you're thinking that seems low, yeah, it is. And just to compare, there was a study on partnered sex in young, healthy couples where men averaged about 4 calories per minute. In that study, intensity came out closer to moderate effort, around 5 to 6 METs on average. But that's partnered sex, and real life varies a ton. Plus, masturbation usually involves less full-body movement, so for most guys, it's going to be lower than intercourse. Think about it this way. Masturbation is like cleaning your grill for 10 minutes. You're moving, you might break a tiny sweat, it's not nothing, but you're not doing a full yard workout. Now, some guys will ask, "Okay, but what about the orgasm part? Like, does that spike burn a bunch of calories?" Not really. Ejaculation is brief. It's the peak, but it's short. It's like the last hard representative at the end of a set. Your heart rate jumps, muscles tense, breathing changes for seconds to maybe a minute. That minute might burn a handful of calories, single digits for most men. The rest of the calories come from the minutes leading up to it. So if you're hoping for calories burned per ejaculation to be some magical number, it's not. It's not 100. It's not 200. It's more like, congrats, you burned the equivalent of standing up and walking around a little. Now, let's talk hormones, because this is where the internet gets loud. Orgasm does cause short-term shifts. Heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up, your nervous system flips into high gear for a moment. Hormones like prolactin rise briefly, oxytocin can rise, cortisol can shift, then things settle. Here's what matters. In healthy men, normal masturbation does not meaningfully lower your baseline testosterone. A lot of guys think, if I ejaculate a lot, I'm draining my testosterone tank. But your body doesn't work like a gas station pump where you run out because you had a busy week. Can testosterone fluctuate a little around sexual activity? Sure. But when we're talking about baseline levels over days and weeks in healthy men, masturbation isn't the thing crushing it. If you're worried about testosterone, pay attention to the real drivers: sleep quality, body fat level, especially belly fat, alcohol, stress, sleep apnea, training consistency. Those are the big levers. And speaking of sleep, this is the one place masturbation can matter for metabolism, but indirectly. Chronic stress and poor sleep are gasoline on the fire for belly fat. When your sleep is short and your stress is high, your appetite signals get weird. Cravings go up, recovery goes down, and your body is more likely to store fat around the middle. Not because you're broken, because your system is trying to protect itself. For some men, masturbation helps them unwind and fall asleep. If it helps you relax and you still get to bed on time, that can be a net positive. Not because you burned 30 calories, but because you protected your sleep. And sleep is a real fat loss tool. But, and this is a big but, if masturbation plus porn turns into a late night doom scroll situation where you steal an hour from sleep, different story. Now you didn't burn calories, you burned recovery. And that cost you way more than you gained. So where does this fit in a fat loss plan? Put masturbation in the neutral column. It won't make you lean, it won't make you fat. It's just life. If you want to change your metabolism, focus on the boring stuff that works. Build muscle with resistance training. Muscle is expensive tissue. It raises your daily burn way more than a few minutes of light activity ever will. Move more overall. Daily steps add up. Eat like an adult most of the time. Protein, whole foods, consistent calorie intake. Protect sleep like it's part of your training. Because it is. Here's a quick gut check I like to use. If your main strategy involves searching how many calories does masturbation burn, you're aiming at the wrong target. Now, let's hit a few common questions and mistakes I hear all the time. First is, I heard masturbation burns hundreds of calories. Nope. For most men, it's more like 15 to 40 calories for a typical session. That's not a run. It's barely a warm-up. Second, I can skip cardio if I do this every day. Look, even if you did it daily, it's still not replacing 30 minutes of brisk walking, a solid lift, or a real conditioning session. It's like saying you don't need to change your oil because you wiped the dashboard. Different job. Third, masturbation kills testosterone and ruins gains. A lot of guys think that, but here's the truth. Normal masturbation doesn't meaningfully lower baseline testosterone in healthy men. If your workouts feel weaker, your mood is flat, libido is down, recovery is trash, don't just blame ejaculation. Get curious about sleep, stress, nutrition, alcohol, and whether you might actually have low T. And real talk, if you suspect low T, it's not one random afternoon blood test. Clinicians typically confirm it with two separate early morning total testosterone tests. Sometimes free testosterone matters too, especially if total is borderline. Translation, don't guess, measure. One more mistake, using masturbation as your only stress tool. If it's the only way you decompress and you feel edgy without it, or it's messing with your relationship, your focus, your sleep, your training, that's not about calories. That's about control and coping. And that's something you can get help with without shame. Bottom line, masturbation is normal. It burns a small number of calories. It doesn't meaningfully raise BMR. If it helps you relax and sleep, great. If it's stealing sleep and motivation, set boundaries. If you have been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, and unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.